Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Jason Lee.
As part of its ongoing effort to help local businesses get through the COVID-19 public health emergency, the City of Kenai is offering grants up to $1,000 each for individualized marketing and e-commerce development plans. The city is offering the grants to businesses located in Kenai with at least $10,000 in gross revenues in 2019 and which have been hurt by a loss of sales or changes in their operations due to the ongoing public health emergency. The City Council has approved the use of up to $50,000 in Federal CARES Act money to pay for the marketing grant program. The marketing and online assistance is in addition to the city's earlier grant program that disbursed more than $2.2 million in CARES Act money to local businesses and nonprofits. City of Kenai CARES Act project lead Larry Persily.
Let's say your Kenai business and the world has changed this year. You know, you're doing online orders, your sales and services, you're just delivering differently than you used to before. You want to build up your website, you want to set up e-commerce, online purchases, online ordering, you want to do more social marketing, but you're really not sure how to do it. Maybe you're like me, you're 68 years old, you don't even have a clue to how to do it. So the idea was, let's help the businesses adapt and evolve into the new world that we're seeing.
He also noted that the City of Kenai does not decide how the money is spent, though there are a few rules.
You got to spend it by December 30. You got to work with the city contractor if you want to use yours to design a new website. If you want to set up a whole new online ordering system for your customers, you want to just get into social media marketing, you can use it for anything that helps your business.
Driving impaired is always a bad idea, a fact Alaska State Troopers and Alaska Wildlife Troopers are highlighting as they dedicate extra time and effort to take tipsy motorists off the state's roadways. The high visibility effort is a part of the annual national anti-DUI campaign, Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over. This year's campaign runs from August 14th through September the 8th. Alaska State Troopers Director Colonel Brian Barlow said, "Our goal is to encourage everyone on our highways to use good judgment and get home alive. Our troopers will be out in force to make sure impaired drivers are taken off the road and held accountable." Not only will there be a high visibility presence in Alaska, the nationwide Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over program is featuring ads across television, radio, and social media.
It just happened so fast. I didn't see the stop sign, and then she just...
The police told me you were impaired. I know.
I went to a party. I had a little bit of a buzz.
Were you drinking? Smoking?
Dad!
Josh, aren't we glad he's okay?
Him? What about the girl he hit?
Josh.
Sorry, son. I'm worried about you. Okay? I'm worried about her.
Brett?
Yes, sir.
You're being placed under arrest for vehicular manslaughter. You have the right to
drive sober
silent.
Or get pulled over.
Alaskans can help keep roadways safe by not driving under the influence of alcohol, marijuana, or any other substance that can cause impairment or drowsiness. Additionally, motorists witnessing others driving dangerously are encouraged to make a report every dangerous driver immediately, also known as READY, report by calling 911. That's KSRM News covering the Kenai and Alaska for over 50 years and found online at RadioKenai.com. I'm Jason Lee.